Okay, so we're going to learn Daft Sadi Amir Aleph of Masechet Shabbos. We're holding on Daft Sadi Amir Aleph. So the Gemara is going to discuss the shear of Hotza'ah for Samimanim that you would prepare dyes from. So says the Gemara, Klipe Agozim and Klipe Rimonim, Samim Ufua, Kedei Litzba'ah Beged Katan. It's the amount that you would need to dye a small beged. Or a minhi, but ask the Gemara, I'll tell you a steer from a braisa, Hamotzi Samanim Shriin, if the Samanim are soaking in water and they're already ready to be used for Tzviya. So kedei litzba behen dugma, then the shear is the amount that you would need to be tzaveya, like a sample of wool in order to be able to show how the color comes out. But liira, in order to close the place where the threads are coming together. So Amrav Nachman Amar Baravua Lefishen Adam Tareach Lishro Samanim Litzba Ben Dugma Liira. That our Mishnah is talking about Samanim that are not yet soaked and they're not ready for Tzviya yet, and therefore such a tiny shear of just the amount to dye a dugma, to dye a sample, would not be enough to be considered a chashuv amount. But if it's already been soaked and it's already ready for use, then even enough to dye a sample would be enough. So that's the difference between our Mishnah and this price. Our Mishnah is talking about the not ready for use sammanim that have not yet been soaked in water. This price is talking about the ready for use sammanim. So the Gemara discusses different types of cleansing items. The Mishnah had said that if someone carries out meraglayim or neser or boris or kamulia or ashleg, that the shear is the amount that you need to launder a small beged. So meraglayim, tana Meraglayim ad arba'im yom. That the Brice explains that Yechayiv Hotza'ah until 40 days. After 40 days, the Meraglayim are no longer useful as a detergent. Neser, Tana Neser Alexandris, Velo Neser, and Pintarin. The type of Neser that we're referring to is Alexandria Neser, but Neser, not Neser Apantarin. Boris, Amravido Zechol. That's a reference to a certain type of sand. Votanya Boris Vehachol. But doesn't the Brice list sand and Boris as two separate elements? Elamai Boris Kavrisa. Boris must be something else, something called Kavrisa, but it's not exactly sand. It's like pitch or something like that. Meisve, so ask the Gemara Hosifu, that Alehen, that the Brisa adds on the different types of tzmachim that you can make a tzeva from, that you can make a dye from, that are listed in the Mishnah, that have Kedusha Shvias, and the different types of Kavisa. So Halabitin Vahailun Vahaboris Vahoel Viisalka Daito. And if you hold that Kavrisa, that Boris is Kavrisa, Kavrisa mi'isa b'shvias, well, wait a second, Kavrisa doesn't belong on any list of items that involve Shemitah, v'atanya z'aklal, kol sheyesh lo ikar, yesh lo shvias, only something that has a shoresh in the ground, that is nourished from the ground, is subject to shvias, v'she'ein lo ikar, ein lo shvias, anything that's not nourished from the ground, that doesn't grow from the ground, doesn't have a din of shvias. Gufris is something that you mine from the earth, but it doesn't have a shoresh in the earth, meaning it's not something that is yonek and that grows from the earth. Elamai boris ahala, but boris therefore must mean something else. It must mean ahala. Vatanya vaboris vaahala, but boris and ahala are listed as two separate items in the brisa. Shrei gavni ahala, there are two kinds of ahala. Kitulia amrav yuda shalof dots. Kitulia is a certain type of tzemach called shalof dots. Ashlag amr shmol shaltin l'chom l'chusayama. I asked all the people, all the Yardei Hayam, va'amruli, and they said that shonana shemei, that it's called shonana, u'mishtakach b'nukva d'marganisa, and it could be found in a hole in the pearl that they pull out of the water, u'mafgile b'ramtza d'parzila, and they bring it out from the pearl through some sort of large iron nail. Okay, so now the Mishnah discusses the shear of Hotza'ah for different objects. Palpelas, a certain type of tzemach, something that grows from the ground. Kolshu, the shear is a kolshu. V'itran, another type of something that's used for a flammable material, used for a fire. Kolshu, mine besamim, different types of things that have a good smell. Mine matachos, different types of metals. kol shehin, even a kol shehu. Me avnei mizbeach u me afar mizbeach mekek svarim, the parts of svarim that worms have eaten out, u mekek matbechosehem, and the rotted parts of begadim that the svarim are covered with, kol shehu, are also called shu shematznian osan legonzan, because they're kadosh, and since they're kadosh, they have to be put in geniza, and therefore that makes them chashuv. Rabbi Yehuda Amar afa motzi misham shevel dezara kol shu. Even someone who carries out misham shevel dezara, the shear is also kol shu. Shneimar v'al yidbak biyadcha meuma min acherim. The pasuk says v'al yidbak biyadcha meuma min acherim, that you shouldn't take anything from the cherim. So you see that the Torah is machshiv even kol shu of a Zara. So now the Mishnah had mentioned different shiurim of Hotzah being a kolshu. So the Gemara explains what they're usable for. So pulpelos kolshu, pulpelos the shiur is a kolshu. Says one of the Maichas, yeah. What's the kolshu of pulpelos rotwe for? The reich hapeh. It's a peppercorn. It will help with bad breath, even just a tiny drop of it. Itron kolshu. We said itron is also a shiur kolshu. The Maichas, yeah. Well, what could you do with a kolshu of itron? Litzil chata. If you have like a half headache by the smelling it, it will reinvigorate you a little bit. Mine besamim kol shein, tarabat motzi reach ra. If someone carries out something that has a bad smell, kol shu, the shir is a kol shu. Shemen tov, good oil, kol shu, also the shir is a kol shu. Argaman, kol shu, the shir is also a kol shu. Ubesulas havered, and achas, and a young flower, the shir is also just by with one. Mine matachos, kol Shehin, the different types of metal, the shear of Hotzah is a kolshu. Lamai chazu, what can you do with them? Tanya, Rishim ben Elazar Omer, Shekin roi lasos mimena darban katan. You can make a small darban with it. What exactly is a darban? It's something that is used for setting cattle right. That they would use to help lead the cattle to plow in the field. So it's a small, like I guess, handle that you can lead your cow with. So that's what you can do with a kol shuhu of metal. Tanrabban Homer Harei Barzel. If a person says, "I am hereby committing barzel to bedek habayis, to give to the Beis Hamikdash," Achirim Am Leivchos Me Ama Al Ama. So Achirim say, if you didn't say how much you're going to give, you have to give at least one amma by one amma. Lamai chaz, yo, what are you going to do with one amma by one amma? Rav Yosef lekalya orev. You could use it for the thing that chases away the ravens from the top of the Beis Hamikdash. V'yikadamri achirim amr lo yivchos mikalya orev. That the way they formulate it is that you have to give at least as much to have one of the points on the top that chases away the ravens. V'kama, how much is that? Rav Yosef amma al amma. So you say it backwards, that is an amma by an amma. So nechoshes lo yifchos mima'a kesef. If a person says he's going to give nechoshes to the bedek habayis and he doesn't say how much, he's got to give at least a ma'a kesef worth of nechoshes. Tanya Reb Elazar Omer lo yifchos mitzinora ketana. He has to give at least enough to make a tiny little copper fork. L'may chazi, what are you going to do with the tiny little copper fork? Amar habayis mechatetin ba'as apsilos u'mekanchan aneros. You can scoop out the wicks from the menorah and clean out the neros that hold the oil and the wicks of the menorah. So the Gemara discusses the mekek hasvarim and the mitbuchos that the Mishnah had said. So mekek svarim u'mekek mitbuchos, the rotted out or wormed out svarim and coverings of svarim, we also said is a shir kol shehu. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, mekek disifri tuchach. The shirai v'ila, the invi v'fe, the te'ene. I'm sorry, I'm saying it backwards. Mekek is disifri. The worm that eats out svarim is called a mekek. Techach is the shirai. The worm that eats out silk is called a techach. V'ila the invi. The worm that eats out grapes is called an ila. V'fe the te'ene. The worm that eats out te'enim, figs, is called a fe. V'hei derimoni. And the worm that eats out rimonim, that eats out pomegranates, is called a hei. V'kulu sakanta. And all of these types of worms are dangerous to eat. Ha'u talmid d'av Yosef kamed Rabbi Yochanan. There was a Talmud that was sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Havaka achel te'eni. And he was eating figs. Amar lei. So the Talmud said to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi, kotzin yesh bateinim. It seems that there are thorns in the te'enim. And he didn't know that what was uncomfortable to eat was not thorns at all, but rather it was this type of worm. Amar katle peladein. So he said, right, Rabbi Yochanan right away said that the fed, which is the name of the worm that eats figs, is killing this guy. So now new Mishnah says in the Mishnah, Hamotzi kupas harochlin. If someone carries out into Rosh Hashanah a small box that people who sell perfumes carry out with them, and they have different types of little tiny packages of besamim of different types, like samples. Even though there are many different minim of besamim, he's only chayv one carbon chatas for carrying out the box. Zaroni kina pachas migrogeres. If he's carrying out seeds less than a grogeres, he's chayv a chatas. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Omer Chamisha. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says even if there are only five zaroni kina, he's going to be chayv. Zera kishuin. If he carries out a zera of kishuin, plants for kishuin, seeds for kishuin, shnayim. The shear is two seeds. Zera diluin, shnayim. The zera of diluin also the shear is shnayim. Zera pulumitri, also shnayim. Chagav chai, tahar kolshuhu. If he's carrying out a live kosher grasshopper, the shear is a kolshuhu. Mace, if it's a dead kosher grasshopper, kagrogeres, the shear is a grogeres. Tziporet kramim, bein chaya bein mesa. If he's carrying out the tziporet, which I guess is some type of flying insect that you find in a vineyard, whether it's alive or it's dead, kolshu, the shear is a kolshu. Shematznirnosa lirafua, because they would put it away because it couldn't be used for therapeutic purposes. Rabbi Yudomer af hamotzi chagav chai tamei kolshu shematznirnosa lekatan lesachikbo. That even if it's a non-kosher live grasshopper, the shear is a kolshu, because you would put that away as well for children to play with at a later date. So we're going to stop there, and Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the Gemara as we attempt to finish the 9th parak.